Welcome back to On the Mic with CO. We're talking about gratitude, and at a time during Thanksgiving, how do we express gratitude and at the same time remove this extra turkey in the room that I've been talking about? The unfortunate but true history of genocide and violence committed right after the holiday that we celebrate as Thanksgiving. While we sit around our tables this year, as we have many years before, we'll be confronted with a large meal, most of us. Turkey, stuffing, all kinds of side dishes, deliciously made from our family and friends. And for many of us, we will hear a rather similar recitation of a Thanksgiving blessing, sometimes giving a nod to the ridiculous notion that just like that night between the Indians and the pilgrims, we too are sharing a meal, expressing our gratitude for that food and our peace and harmony between us. What if we pull the veil back just a little bit? As we did, we'd see that there was another turkey in the room. Not the one that's on the table, but the one that for hundreds of years has just ignored the violence and the genocide perpetrated by occupiers, by imperialists, by colonialists, against an innocent culture, an innocent civilization of people, of indigenous people, people that took care of this land and this earth, that had culture and art and music and architecture and science and familial traditions that were pretty much wiped out. You pull that veil, you'll see that turkey, and you'll really recognize how ridiculous it is that we don't confront that history, because that history is full of pain and violence, and it exists today. Violence is systemic. It's indoctrinated, it's institutionalized, and if you don't face it, if you don't discuss it, if you don't address it for what it is, it goes on. We live in that culture today, and that genocide and hatred and violence is still perpetrated against Native Americans. We aren't living on occupied land, and yet we have Standing Rock in South Dakota. We have companies that put their profit margin and their need for oil and resources over the will of humans, of people, of civilization, one that is ignored to this day. And yet we will continue this tradition of Thanksgiving and not discussing that history and that truth and ignoring the pain and the violence perpetrated in this country to this day. And it really is systematic, and it really does affect more than just Native Americans, because we have violence as well, systemic and institutionalized, against African Americans and immigrants and against women and against children and against people of different religion, whether you're Muslim or Jewish or Christian or other. And it all comes from the lack of unveiling the mask. We could this Thanksgiving recognize and give thanks to our indigenous people from this country who resisted colonialism to this day, resisted imperialism to this day. Without them, we would not be here. Without them, this would not be cultivated land. Without them, we would not have the history that we share from their oppression. Let's take that turkey out of the room this Thanksgiving. Let's give thanks to Native Americans and indigenous cultures, and let's say a prayer to all those lives and cultures that were lost, and seek atonement, seek a resolution. Let's kick that turkey out of the room so we can enjoy the one that's on the table. And only then can we truly be thankful for anything.